Today from the Ohio Newsroom, homegrown food security.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu. And from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Community gardeners have long been sharing their harvests with friends and neighbors. Now, some of those gardens are cultivating a solution to rising food insecurity in the city and the suburbs. From Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU, Ali Vugrinsik reports.
On a warm Wednesday morning, volunteers meet outside All Saints Episcopal Church in the affluent Columbus suburb of New Albany.
Everything's going to go to the New Albany Food Pantry today. Karen volunteered to be the delivery driver.
With their orders set, the volunteers head to one of two large fenced-in gardens encircled by flowers. The squash, lettuce, and peppers they harvest could end up on the plates of hungry families by the end of the day.
Our core value is that all people deserve the best that the earth has to offer, regardless of socioeconomic status.
Reverend Catherine Duffy is the associate priest at St. Patrick's Episcopal Church in nearby Dublin, but she and her husband Sean started the garden here when she was attending the New Albany Church in 2020. They call it the Garden for All. It began with three 25-foot rows that produced around 750 pounds of food, all for local food pantries. The Duffys wanted to provide folks with nutritionally dense food, the kind that pantries sometimes struggle to source. In its fifth growing season, the now sprawling gardens and nearly 250 volunteers are set to grow around 10,000 pounds of organic produce and plenty of bouquets of fresh-cut flowers to boot. Duffy says it's still not enough.
The feedback that we get from our pantries is that the need far outpaces what they get from us or what they get from anywhere.
The Healthy New Albany Pantry has served 20% more families this year than last. Just this summer, they served more than 50 new families, mostly with school-aged children. It's not what you'd expect in the idyllic suburb known for its white horse fences and rolling country landscapes.
So food insecurity is definitely in New Albany. It's moving to the suburbs.
Pantry director Jennifer Wilcoxon says families are moving to New Albany for the schools, but they struggle with the high cost of living. Duffy says that creates an often invisible problem.
We are helping people know that hunger exists, and we are geographically situated in a place where you can't see it.
But hunger is everywhere. And everywhere, people are trying to grow solutions.
Over here, we have our farm bots.
Last month, the Mid-Ohio Food Collective, which serves 20 central Ohio counties, officially opened the 7-acre Mid-Ohio farm on the hilltop. The technology-rich urban farm on Columbus's west side is already helping supply Mid-Ohio's food bank and fresh markets. Mike Cochran with Mid-Ohio Food Collective's communications says since the farm started growing in March, just one greenhouse has produced more than 1,600 pounds of cucumbers, tomatoes, and lettuce. Cochran says when means get tight, expensive fruits and vegetables are the first thing that families take out of their grocery carts.
And so by growing all of this food and getting it directly into that food supply, we are ensuring that these families have access to some of the most nutritionally dense, nourishing foods they could possibly get.
And according to Ohio State University Extension, last year, almost 30 gardens in Franklin County donated around 38,000 pounds of food to more than 20 neighborhood pantries. Back in New Albany, the Garden for All plans to use a new greenhouse to grow during the winter months, when the suburban pantries it serves find it especially hard to get fresh food. Duffy knows they can't prevent food insecurity, but the Green Thumb volunteers will continue to work to put fresh foods on the plates of those who need it most. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik in New Albany.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.